Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Quarantine Theater. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Frankenwine, the wine with a jolt that could wake the dead. On today's episode of The Case Files of Donovan Thane, we open up the file titled Crimson and Lace. We catch up with Detective Thane after a long and eventful evening with the Renfield boys down at the docks. Morning has arrived, with rain and thunder, and our hero entered the building before the dawn could touch him.
It had been a long night. I hadn't looked this bad since my skirmish with Sir Francis Dashwood and his immoral band of misfits as they tried to conjure up that witch queen. But that was eons ago now. They would find the Hudson Hornet a work of sorcery. It's been a long time since I wanted to cut my whiskey with some blood. But on a night like this, with storms and other mischief brewing, I knew it was just the right remedy. Blood and whiskey. Burns my lack of soul just right. Just when I thought my night couldn't get any worse, she walked in.
Mr. Thane. Detective Thane?
I'll never forget the way she just glided into my office. The dress form fitting to her curves. The beautiful white lace on the collar screaming of purity, though I doubted that by looking at her. She could take control of any room. Or man, for that matter. Luckily, I had a good 500 years or so on her. You learn a little something about dames living that long.
Are you Detective Thane?
I am. Who might you be?
My name is May Walker.
What brings you into my humble office?
Is that blood on your shirt?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's not mine.
Oh.
She seemed taken back by that. I wasn't sure if it excited her or scared her.
Detective, I need your help.
With what exactly?
Finding my husband, Jeremiah Walker. My husband has been missing for a few weeks now.
Few weeks? Have you talked to the police?
Of course. But they've slowed down their search, and I know he's still alive.
You're sure he's still alive?
Yes. I've been getting letters.
Do you have them?
Yes, I've got them with me.
I wasn't sure what to expect. The case seemed pretty cliché, but she handed me the notes. I was surprised to find them threatening her for money.
I've been getting them every couple of days or so.
Every couple of days? Did you show the cops this?
Yes, but they claimed it didn't help them.
When did your husband go missing?
A few weeks back. Sorry, can we open the blind? It's very dark in here. Perhaps let some sun shine in?
No, ma'am. I've had a long night, and I wouldn't be able to see clearly.
Long night?
We talked for a bit longer. And I was just about ready to turn the job down when, with a smirk, she reached into her top and pulled out a considerable amount of cash.
This is my down payment. I heard you're the best.
What do you do for a living?
Does it matter?
In my experience, ladies with a lot of cash, they usually spell trouble.
Well, I am a handful, Detective.
What's your husband's occupation?
Car designer.
Who does he design cars for?
Nucleon.
So you want me to find your husband?
Yes.
You understand that after this long, he could be dead.
I know he's alive. This is where I'm staying.
You don't have a home of your own?
With all that's happening, I don't trust being at home. Good day, Detective.
And like a gust of wind, she was here and then gone. I was still trying to process what all had been told to me. Plus, the money she had was not a normal amount for a lady of her age to be carrying around. Last time a lady laid down coin like that, I ended up in a gunfight with Bellstar. Both beauty and brutality. An attractive and deadly combination. A profile that Mrs. Walker fits all too well. The hours passed and the storm raged on. I sent my office, making calls and digging up what info I could on one Mr. Jeremiah Walker. I did confirm that he was a designer at the Nucleon car plant. He'd only been there about 4 years. Rose through the ranks pretty quick, it seems. His claim to fame was the Nucleon Shadow, a very sleek car, but a bit too pricey for me. I continued to dig, wondering what else I could find on the man. His habits? Where did he frequent for lunch? Did he have a mistress? What was his standard operating procedures? We all have them. I still have some myself from whenever I was alive, though those have changed over the years due to the changing of times. Thane, Private Eye. Yes? Where? Thank you, Wally. Sometimes it's good to have a day walker on the payroll, especially if they're a reporter like Wally. They can find me some leads during the day, and I, of course, take the night shift. So I went and met up with Wally that night at an old diner off 5th and Main.
Donovan! Hey, Donovan! Over here!
Wally! Jesus, son! Calm down!
Sorry!
The whole block came in.
Detective.
Wally was a good kid. Saved him from being attacked by a small gang of werewolves a couple of years back. Indebted to me ever since.
This way. The restaurant where Mr. Walker was last seen.
Do you know the date he was seen here?
October 7th. Around 10.
10 o'clock?
Yes.
Hours on the door say 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Okay.
October 7th was a Saturday.
We close in 30 minutes, boys.
Have you seen this guy?
I don't believe I have.
What about your manager?
I can see. Frank!
Damn it, Bobby Joe. I told you I can't be bothered right now.
Sir,
well,
please.
What the hell is it?
You've seen this man.
Who wants to know?
Donovan Thane, Private Eye. I've been hired to find him.
Well, detective, I ain't seen that guy before.
He was last seen here on October 7th, around 10.
October 7th. October. Yeah, wait. We're not open on Saturdays.
So it seems.
Sir? I have eyewitnesses that put Mr. Walker here.
I could tell we were getting nowhere quick. They were obviously hiding something. But something in the waitress's eyes told me I could get something out of her. I just had to get her out of reach of her boss.
I'm not gonna say it again. I don't know the man. Now, If you're going to spend a little money, you're welcome to stay. If not...
we'll be on our way.
What are you doing?
I paid Wally for his troubles and sent him on his way while I waited till closing time. It didn't seem like long before the lights began to dim in the diner. The owner, the Big O, left first, leaving her to close. She stepped outside and turned. She made direct eye contact with me. She crossed the street and we stepped into the alley. I looked at her name tag as she lit a cigarette. Bobby Joe, is it?
So, you think you can get more out of me now that he's not near?
Honestly? Yeah.
Well, Detective, I work on tips. Yeah, your guy was there that night. Not sure what for, exactly. I was just asked to come in for a little extra money and serve them.
Them?
Listen, I don't know who he was. Looked like he'd seen better days. If you know what I mean.
Not really. What did he look like?
It's been a while since that night, you know. Hold on a second.
She then began to reach into her purse. I was cautious as I've been shot too many times to not be a little tense. I watched her closely. Her heart had begun to beat a little faster. She was getting nervous.
Oh, damn. Stabbed my finger on something.
It was at this time she pulled out her hand. A stream of crimson nectar ran down her finger. I instinctively grabbed it. I knew I'd caught her by surprise. I pulled my handkerchief for her to hold on to it, but made sure I got a little bit on my finger.
Thanks.
Go home. It's getting late. All manner of creatures come out during these hours.
That's it?
If I have any more questions, I'll find you. I had all that I needed. I waited for her to get down the road. I then licked the trickle of her blood on my finger, and like a flash, I could see her memories, like thumbing through a Rolodex. I didn't have much of her blood, so my vision reading wouldn't last long. I had to pay attention. Wait, there it is. Who are you talking to, Mr. Walker? The vision started to fade, but then like a flash of lightning in my brain, I saw him. It was over. I couldn't see any more. The blood was now in my system fully. I knew who it was, and where I needed to go next.
We'll be right back after these special messages from our sponsors. The Case Files of Donovan Thane is brought to you by Vlad's Crimson Pills. If your blood type is low, then Vlad is the way to go. Vlad's Crimson Pills help stop blood loss and rebuild your body's loss of blood. So tell your physician today, you want to speak to Vlad. Need to get where you're going faster than normal? The new Nucleon X is the car for you. Its atomic-based engine will have your car running for thousands of years. So go to your nearest Nucleon dealer today and say goodbye to gas. Say hello to atomic class. We now come back and catch up with Donovan at his next stop in the case.
As I made my way up Broadway, I was puzzled. The man with the old soul. I'll give Bobby Joe some credit. She was right. The man Mr. Walker was talking to was none other than Argyle Stoneway, an elder vampire that ran a halfway house for vampires who were having trouble trying to integrate into society. His front, though, for this enterprise was a smoke club for high-class businessmen, so I could see Mr. Walker crossing paths with him due to his job. But why meeting in a small diner away from everyone? I arrived at Argyle's place, but was shocked to see the police. I got out of the car and made my way to the door.
Donovan, what the hell you here for?
Working on a case, Detective Brody. My info led me here.
Did you know Mr. Stoneway?
Yeah. Never met the man, though.
What case you working on?
Client confidentiality, Brody. You know better.
Hey, you know I can't let you in if you don't tell me.
I hate doing things like this, but I really don't have the time, Brody. And so I stared into his eyes and tranced him. You will let me pass and say it's okay for me to be here.
Yeah, you can pass.
I had walked into one of the most gruesome murder scenes I had witnessed in decades. The smell of rotten blood forced its way into my nostrils. I held a handkerchief to my nose and mouth. It didn't help the putrid stench. The bodies. Well, the decayed bodies of all of Argyle's tenants were piled in the middle, drained of life, their faces beaten in by some blunt instrument. I had never seen vampires killed in this way before.
Excuse me, Mr. Thane.
What is it, Brody?
Yes, someone is here to see you.
Brody, I told you to tell the others I was okay to be here.
I have, sir. It's just that... Well, she says she's your wife.
What?
Mr. Thane.
Mrs. Walker. What are you doing here? This is a crime scene.
I hired you to find my husband. Therefore, I will go where you go. Actually, I will go where I damn well please.
Mrs. Walker, I will do my job the way I see fit. I will also do my job the way I always do. And I get results.
Well, my husband isn't here, is he?
Damn it, Donovan Thane. I told you never to come on any of my crime scenes.
It is okay for Detective Thane to be here.
Says who?
Well, me. I said it was okay.
Brody, I will have your badge and your ass for this.
Detective Thane? Donovan? What? Where'd they go?
What is our next step in the case for Donovan? How was May able to follow him without him noticing? What will happen in the next chapter of the Case Files of Donovan Thane? Stay tuned next week for another pot-boiling episode. The Case Files of Donovan Thane has been a production of Flintlock Syndicate, written, directed, and produced by Jason Brazier. Find out more at jasonbrazier.net.